A deadly terror attack in Russia's busiest airport shatters calm. Ministry teams grapple with food security issues in flooded Sri Lanka. And school holds the future open in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The pace of Moscow's busiest airport was disrupted by a deadly terrorist attack on Monday. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says
the authorities there are saying that they believe a suicide bomber was responsible. The explosion took place at the International Arrivals Hall and apparently was a baggage claim area.
Because it happened in the International Arrivals Hall at the baggage claim, we asked Griffith if this might give pause for short-term missions teams. It's early in the investigation, but he says this has the potential to disrupt gospel outreach.
Praying for not only the people of Moscow and Russia, but also just for believers from overseas who are traveling and visiting there. Also evangelical churches, pastors and missionaries and others that are traveling. I mean, this just illustrates again how dangerous sometimes things can be.
A terrorist attack isn't meant just to kill. It's meant to frighten.
Praying for the people of Moscow. I mean, this is certainly a rattle to So praying for just peace and stability.
Next, Sri Lanka is still trying to recover from the worst floods in a century. The waters are threatening the country's agricultural production and future food security. Food prices are expected to skyrocket in the near future. There are also many areas not yet reached by aid. Food for the Hungry is working with global relief partners to provide emergency supplies like food, medicine, and clean water to those in the worst hit areas. Pray for their teams as they act in the name of Christ in this situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. What comes to mind when you hear the word disaster? An earthquake? A tsunami? Bas van der Zalm with Medical Teams International would say HIV/AIDS.
One of the worst disasters that we are facing in the world today is this epidemic. More than 36 million people around the world are infected with HIV, and 25 million people have died from AIDS since it started about 15 years ago.
It means that AIDS has killed more people than live in the entire nation of Mozambique. Ministries worked in Mozambique and elsewhere with local churches to successfully get those numbers down. 30% of the population in one area had AIDS when the teams came in, and now that rate is below 6%. This community work has been vital for evangelism, too.
You cannot just go into a community and tell people that Jesus loves them and not care about their physical needs as well.
As the church has reached out practically, many have come to the Lord. Be a part of this ministry. You can find out the details at our website. Meanwhile, numerous ministries have started work in Haiti in the last year following the massive earthquake. The Mission Society is now getting a better idea of whether or not they'll be counted among those missions. Jim Ramsey, who just returned from Haiti, says if they do start work, it'll be a bit unconventional.
Christian missions need to be working alongside and, in fact, in more cases, under the leadership of Haitians. And that's a difficult position to be in, especially when we have the resources, financial resources, and they tend not to. That tends to put us in a position of power which we need to very intentionally step out of.
For one thing, that'll mean listening to Haitians.
The one thing that we heard loud and clear from Haitians is they don't feel like they're taken seriously, they don't feel like they're listened to, even by the very people who want to help them.
It'll also mean working through and empowering the local church to effectively minister physically and spiritually. Pray for discernment as the Mission Society decides what to do. And roughly a third of Guatemalan adults over age 15 are illiterate. For many, the disruption of their education falls on hard economic times. But the lack of education perpetuates a cycle of poverty. AMG International reaches over 1,200 children there with the hope of Christ through 5 child development centers and services. They want to be a part of the solution by keeping kids in school through a scholarship fund. There's more details of how you can help at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, go to our website or call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive our daily e-blasts at your personal email address, absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.